It's very important to allow your child to practice impulse control. And that means set up a system where when they show a lack of impulse control, have the right response.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. So you're saying we should have consequences for all these I want a cookie and fighting with their siblings?
I like what you said. I think we need to respond properly. They need to see that they do not get what they want by a lack of impulse control. Mm-hmm. They need to see that that is not the combination lock. They need to see that a great amount of yelling and screaming and increasing the volume, there is a decibel level at 73 where mom starts to say yes, or the embarrassment level in the grocery store,
yes.
Or the stomping, or the whatever. They need to see, they need to learn, they will never, ever win with a lack of impulse control. Because if that's the case, then it'll just get worse as they get older.
And it's hard. I have seen so many cases where, and I think I'm okay with setting boundaries and sticking to things, but boy, I've had to take care of some kids. I've got a niece that's a handful too. Just strong charactered kids that you've got to go the extra mile in standing firm and putting those consequences in place.
And be consistent, 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 consistent.
Yeah.
But don't you see, those strong kids are the ones that are going to, wow, they're going to be awesome.
I know, and I see that in them, but boy, can they pull off a temper tantrum.
Oh, I have such visions in my brain of my mom crying.
Really?
Of her just crying. And it would break my heart, but I still wouldn't let up. But just,
on
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and just bringing her to tears, this awesome woman, because I wouldn't quit till I got it, and I wouldn't quit till I got it, and I wouldn't quit till I got it, and she never caved. She just never caved. I mean, she was awesome.
And it was just fun for you, or what's the psychological
I'm going to go till I get it. And finally, when I learned, this isn't the way to get it. And she had this phrase, I can't remember what it was, Bob, one day you're going to learn you will get more bees with honey than lemon. And Mom, what does that mean? To be sweet, you'll win more than being bitter and sour like this.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a better phrase than that. But, you know, it was drummed into my head that, wow, listen to me. And I didn't like it. I didn't like doing it. I did it. I didn't like hurting my mom, but I wanted what I wanted. And there was this battle, mm-hmm. this internal battle. I don't want to be like this. I love my mom. But at the same time, I want that. I really want that. I really want to have that. I really want to get that. And I want that now. I don't want it later. I want it now. No, you can't have dessert till after dinner. Now I want it. And the lack of impulse control at bedtime. I don't want to go to bed now. And the self-centered, I'm in charge of me, which is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you go from there to believing, I believe that. I mean, I deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
I deserve to have that. I deserve mm-hmm. to touch that. I deserve to click on that. I deserve to do this deviant behavior. Mm-hmm. I deserve, or worse than that, I can't help myself. I have to do that.
Right.
Not true.
Right.
Greater is he that's in me than anything's in the world. He will never give you a temptation beyond what you can handle.
Mm-hmm.
And if Christ is in us, if God is for us, who could ever be against us? It says in Romans 8. Those are either all lie or all true. There's no gray area in that. So I want to allow my child to practice the discipline. It's a dual tract with our children. The dual tract is teach my children to love God. But the other part of that dual tract is to help that child learn to be personally disciplined and have impulse control and kind of look into that child's life. We learned early on with Roby that he really liked to have things. And we gave him his allowance. He liked to buy things.
Mm-hmm.
And he would spend every allowance, every time, all the time. And Rosemary would even say, isn't this a mistake? No, it's not a mistake, but we have to let him do this. He's got this dollar allowance that he tithes and then turns into quarters and buys helmets with it.
Right.
These funny little things out of the upside down fish bowls on the way outside of grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we've got to let him do it. We've got to ramp it up. And we ramped it up 1 year and said, anything you've saved by vacation, I will match.
Wow.
I'm not going to make you save. I want you to do the impulse control to
right.
save. And watching him buy all these helmets and watching him burst into tears one night because he had like 40 helmets that he bought for a quarter each.
And he's counting how much he would have saved.
Oh, yeah. Why did I do this? Why did I do this? Why did you let me? Because you're responsible for this. Mm-hmm. I want to teach you impulse control.
Do even teenagers, though, would they get to a point also where they're out of control? Mom doesn't do anything about it.
It's never too late to start, though.
But like, you know, they pierce their whole head and they come home and they're like, wow, Mom, you just never said anything.
Yeah,
look at
yeah.
me.
Well, Mom has to decide. where to draw the line then. And mm-hmm. mom has to decide where her stand is on that. And mom has to decide where they're pulling them out and which ones they're pulling out.
But what I mean is, like, do the kids then turn around and look at the parent and say, why didn't you help me? Is that normal?
And I don't think they do that until they're 30.
Okay.
I think at 30 years old, there's a lot of people that turn around and blame. But it's never too late. I cannot blame my deficiencies on right. my parents. What we want to look at is it's never too late to do this, the why to do this, and the practice and the sweat equity involved in this. Mm. And the sweat equity on the part of the parent is deal with this calmly. Whatever the lack of impulse control is, deal with this calmly. The sweat equity is if you have a child with a lack of impulse control, and let me just say, if you have a child, you have a child with a lack of impulse control.
All of them.
It's just in different areas. And if you have that child, and it's different kinds of lack of impulse control, if you have this impulsive little being or 12-year-old daughter mm-hmm. who's very emotional and explosive, if you have this child, then you've seen repetitive behavior. It happens over and over. It's not like it's something new. And you realize, okay, there's a red light going off in our house mm-hmm. right now. And that red light says we've got to deal with it. When Rosemary, when we moved into our house, it had a two-car garage that I quickly realized would not be a two-car garage. It's still going to be a one-car garage, and Rosemary gets to park in there. And I tried to put a little bumper to help her, and she would sometimes come in and go over the bumper. And I found this awesome thing that Benetta helped me find here at Sharon House. It's a little teeny stop sign that sticks up on a stick. Mm-hmm. And when you hit the stick as you're pulling in, the stop sign lights up and blinks.
Oh.
And, well, she took it as a total insult. It was hilarious. That made me just put it everywhere in the house until I found her and she put it on the bed one night.
I realized, okay, done.
I'm getting rid of the stop sign. Yes.
Too much impulse control.
Yes. Stop. Okay, I'm done. But I think there's this little stop sign that needs to go off in our brains. Okay, I've got to deal with this. Mm-hmm. I've got to deal with this whole issue right here. Mm-hmm. And so end of the day, I've got to decide this temper tantrum when she doesn't get her way about the use of her mobile phone, mm-hmm. this temper tantrum when she doesn't get her way about me saying we have a limited amount of time on Facebook and I will have your Facebook and I will have your password. This total, it's not just about the issue, it's about how she's responding to the issue rather than saying, Mom, can I talk to you about it? And then if I say, Tori, why didn't you say, because if I talk to you about it, you're just going to say no anyway. Yeah, but here's what happens. You get two consequences now. You get a consequence for being on whatever longer than you should, and you get a consequence for the attitude.
Mm.
Why do you want two consequences? I don't want you to have two consequences. Turn to me and say, can I talk about it? And yes, let's talk about it. Convince me that I'm wrong mm-hmm. on this. Convince me that you're not being compulsive about the amount of time you're spending doing this. So it's not just the issue. The impulse control is the response to being restrained in the issue. Mm-hmm. It's the no cookie. It's enough on Facebook. It's put your phone down. We're home now.
Mm-hmm.
And in your response to that, that's where it comes out. Being told no mm-hmm. generally causes the impulse control button to break.
Now, I know it's almost easier to practice impulse control and helping your children when there's clear things, sort of like Facebook, cell phone. You can monitor those things. But how about, because you brought up attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I've seen my share of attitudes also. How do you begin to even have consequences for attitudes?
Well, first of all, let's have a staff meeting. You and I are married and we're having a staff meeting mm-hmm. and you're having a problem with our daughter concerning there's an attitude. And so as we're having the staff meeting, because we're opposite as can be in our temperaments, mm-hmm. I'm going to say, okay, Rosemary, before we deal with this, tell me what's an attitude. What are you seeing in this child that's an attitude back at you? What is that? And you got to define it for me.
Yeah, just bitterness. Just come in just mad all the time. And like, uh-huh. like I have just offended her, but she's always in that immediately offended state all the time.
But what we probably want to see in that particular situation is that that's probably what we would call, rather than impulse control, it's signal behavior.
Okay.
I'm dumping on you because my life stinks, in my opinion, right now.
Okay, right.
I'm not getting anything. My friends don't like me. I'm a 12-year-old girl or a 7-year-old girl. There's something about those ages for girls where I'm ugly, nobody likes me,
right.
whatever it is. So I want to take that child for a walk, and I want to have a talk with that child and say, you know, honey, you tend to come home and throw up. And,
that's another impulse control issue, purging.
We haven't even had a discussion mm-hmm. yet, and you're already mad. So I'm sensing something's going on. I don't want to talk about two things. And this is when my daughter, Tori, would say, am I in trouble? No.
What do you want?
No. But I do want to talk about it with you. And so in talking about it with you, is something going on in your life? Can we talk about it? Because it is unacceptable that you come home and yell and scream at your brother
mm-hmm.
and demean your brother. And give me an attitude. But when we want to deal with the lack of impulse control of a bad attitude, I want one of us to be able to find a bad attitude and talk about, do we want to deal with this? Mm-hmm. You know, for instance, stomping off, I want to deal with that. She mm-hmm. cannot do that with her boss. Talking back, I want to deal with that. That's a lack of impulse control. Mm-hmm. Rolling the eyes, you have to decide. Everybody has to decide.
Yeah, you didn't have a problem.
Rolling of the eyes, I don't even remember, but I remember thinking, you know what? I'm going to give her some latitude here. And when I tried to say, you need to look me in the eye now while I'm talking to you, I actually said to her, which was hilarious, you know what? You don't need to look me in the eye anymore, which made Tori look you right in the eye then.
Right.
It was awesome. but I'm going to give you some latitude. But the
stuff, so you have some kind of way to vent or some the steam
well,
can come
no,
out somehow?
I want to teach you that there's other ways to vent.
Okay. So go not have a talk totally with controlling
no,
the child.
No,
and everything.
I think it says be angry and sin not.
Right.
So, okay, fine, Lord. What do I do with this then?
Right.
And, you know, everybody's got to find their way. I go for a ride in the car and have very loud conversations with myself and God.
Mm-hmm.
We got 60 acres here at Sharon House, and
right.
they'll see me in one of the golf carts off there in the back just having a talk.
Right.
I do not want to dump on another person. It's totally inappropriate. So I think when we're talking about impulse control, when it comes to a bad attitude towards somebody,
mm-hmm.
what is the regurgitation? How are they dumping on somebody?
Mm-hmm.
And help them learn another way. But here is so important. This is one of the most important things we're going to talk about. When you see me control an impulse that I have a problem with, you've got to go crazy.
Mm.
When you see me make one step in the right direction, maybe I'm used to talking back to you. Maybe I'm used to getting a verbal attitude. I don't, but all I do is roll my eyes. And some parents would say, yeah, but he wasn't perfect yet. He's still rolling his eyes.
Right,
no, take the baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
Give him the latitude. Let him go off. And then, can I talk to you for a minute? Am I in trouble? No, I won't talk to you right. a minute. It's just the opposite. You were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You were unbelievable. You were great.
Mm-hmm.
I know you disagreed with me. I know you're upset with my decision and you walked away. That was adult behavior today. And a lot of adults don't do as well as that.
Mm.
I want to thank you for that. And that's when Tori would say, so does that mean I can now go to the party?
Right.
No, it doesn't.
Right.
But it does mean we can now go get ice cream or something.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. You were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to acknowledge when we see impulse control take place.
Right.
And give them credit for it and cheer and applaud for it.
I think there's just a lot of parents also that we want perfect kids. And we want to control them and they get mad and we want them to be happy. So then we get mad because they're mad because we just corrected them and we're fighting with ourselves,
yeah.
knowing that what we did was right, but then it didn't give us the response we wanted.
Yeah.
And they're not perfect.
They're not. And Jesus had a response to that parent.
Uh-huh.
When you are perfect, you can throw the first stone. You throw the rock. Whichever one of you parents there are
right.
perfect, you throw the rock at your child. I've got a child. First of all, it's a human being, so they're not perfect.
Yeah.
Second of all, they're not even there yet. They're a child and a teenager. And I need to acknowledge that this is the way they are, but I have a responsibility to find a way to find the balance of the love and discipline. And I have a responsibility to give this child the training to win.
Mm.
And how many times do we see in the Bible where God takes children or young adults or young people away from their parents completely to give
mm-hmm.
them the training. Abraham away from Tehran, Moses back in the backside of the whatever after Pharaoh, Joseph.
Right.
It's amazing how he took some away to give them the training. And it's amazing some of the nightmare life they appeared to go through to get the training to do the great things.
Mm-hmm.
Every child should be raised to be a leader. And I want to put a plan together that raises my child to be a leader. Leaders must have impulse control because to guide people and to lead people, I've got to know it's not all about me. I'm not the king here. And I've got to also know that people will irritate me as a leader.
Oh, yes.
It's absolutely stunning. I just finished reading the book Decision Points by George W. Bush, one of the most amazing books I've read in my life. The amount of impulse control that man had over
yes.
people that said things about him were unbelievable. I gained a whole new, awesome, incredible respect for him.
Mm.
I want to raise a child that will reach their full potential that God knows he has for them.
Mm.
That requires impulse control from the temptations, impulse control from anger, impulse control from pride. Impulse control from I deserve to have that because it's a me, yes, all the above, and reach the point where God will get me to the place he's made me to be. We have got to decide part of our parenting curriculum is to teach them impulse control. When we see they get it, we've got to cheer. When you walked away from your brother when he said that to you today, that was absolutely awesome. I commend you. You acted like an adult today. Congratulations.
We're talking about teaching impulse control this whole week on Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. If you want to find more resources about parenting, even about marriage, you can find that online at shfm.org. That's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries. And if you want to hear this program again, send it to a friend, sign up for the email blog, or even Facebook and Twitter it. You can do that on our website at parentingtoday.org. That's parentingtoday.org.